And that wicket, I think, shows good cricket smarts in many ways. And I think today in particular showed great bravery to read that situation in that manner and play with that conviction. Very proud, obviously, of the rest of the boys, and hopefully we can build on it and use the momentum into the next game.
Make sure you catch the fifth and final game on the 4th of January. Now, in quick fire results you may have missed, the Joburg Super Kings beat the Pretoria Capitals by 22 runs, while the Eastern Cape Sunrisers bowled the Royals, Paul Royals at that, all out for 49, securing a win by 137 runs. In Premier League action, well, Man City beat Nottingham Forest 2-1. Arsenal remained at the top of the log with their 2-1 win over Brighton. Chelsea went down 2-1 to Aston Villa, and Liverpool secured 3 points in their 2-1 victory over Wolves. Finally, in the AFCON, Benin claimed a 1-0 win over Botswana. Senegal and DRC played out to a 1-0 draw. Same applied for Uganda and Tanzania. And Nigeria held on to their win after Tunisia came back from 3-0 down to lose 3-2. Waras Langeni, and that's your Jackie News Watch Sport.
I know both Waras and I watched our team lose yesterday live in the flesh, but at least it wasn't 46 all out.
Yeah.
And they were at home, eh?
And they were at home. I feel for the people that bought tickets, man. Don't lie.
Buy for the next game, guys. You know what I'm saying? You're not a real fan if you can't come back after being bowled out.
And you must take it, eh?
Ooh, it's like being a Liverpool fan, losing 5-0 to Man United and then showing up for the next game. You just have to do it, okay?
You'll never walk alone, eh?
Yeah, listen, we're never going to lose 5-0 to Man United, but I know we've given them 7.
We're going to turn it up all summer.
From pool days to road trips. Make it a feel-good summer with Jacaranda FM, your number one feel-good station. 5.